The next coach on the teleconference is Indiana's Tom Allen. Indiana visits Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Glad to be here today. Just coming off a disappointing loss to Michigan State at home, and proud of our team for fighting back and putting ourselves in position to have a chance to potentially win the game in the end. But Michigan State did a good job of finishing, and we did not. And they're a very good football team. A lot of respect for them and what they do. And now our focused attention is solely on Rutgers, our road game opponent for this week, and excited about the opportunity to head out east. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Josh Newman, Gannett, New Jersey.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Given that there are some questions right now over which quarterback Rutgers starts on Saturday, are you preparing for, you know, multiple guys? And if so, what are the difficulties of trying to prepare, you know, not knowing who the quarterback is?
Yeah, that always creates some, you know, definite uncertainty. We don't know. You know, you listen to everybody talk there, and you listen to their press conferences and everything and try to draw your own conclusions. But we won't know till kickoff, it sounds like. But, yeah, that creates some challenges for sure. But one thing that is unique in regards to this situation, they're not really two different types of quarterbacks in some ways. I don't think their scheme changes a lot. Sometimes that's the case. You got one that's more of a running threat than the other, so that changes that portion of it. But other than that, you know, I think they'll use similar concepts in the run and the pass game, regardless of who's at that position. So, but yeah, and anytime you don't know, you know, what they may do, it just causes you to have to work from prepare for both, and you may see both. So, and you may see a third guy, who knows? So it definitely creates some challenges for sure.
Just to follow that up, Tom, you've seen Gio Urshino live, obviously. You have not seen Art Sikowski live. I'm curious, what are your initial thoughts on him just seeing the film so far?
You know, I think big arm. You can tell that he's young. You can tell that as the season, even past game number one, I think just the pressure he's been under and the hits he's taken, you know, it caused you to maybe – be a little bit uncomfortable in the pocket. So that's kind of become a little bit more apparent as the weeks have passed. But that's typical. You know, anytime you start a young guy, that is the challenge and that is the risk you take is if he has success early, he can take off and be great. If he doesn't, does it hurt his development? You know, that's the age-old question with a true freshman. But what I see is a guy that's got a big-time arm, and he's got all the things you can tangibly see. I don't know him as a person. I don't know his thought process and how he evaluates and prepares and all that. But he seems to have the measurable things you're looking for at that position. And I think eventually will be a very good quarterback. He's just young.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Mike Miller, Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Tom, I'm just curious, what has Logan Justice shown you through the first month that's confirmed or maybe given you confidence that he was the right choice at place kicker?
Yeah, you know, you go through, and it was a very close competition between Logan and Charles, and it was kind of week to week during fall camp and different times of practice. Guys were better. We logged everything, charted everything. I just felt like that when it came down to it, his maturity and his – you know, being, even though he hasn't kicked a lot, you know, for us or had not before, just still understanding, you know, this level and what it takes and everything. So I just had a higher level of confidence in him. And he proved it was, like I said, it was close, but he was a little bit higher in his percentages that he made during practice and the pressure kicks we tried to create. And then he hasn't disappointed. He's come through for us. And I know that the rain game against Virginia, he got one blocked, but a field goal blocked. The PAT wasn't on him. So I just think that he's continued to do what we asked him to do. And he got a really big one against Michigan State at a critical time under duress, and which is what you want to see, and you can't simulate that in practice. So really proud of him and happy for him and happy that he's come through for us.
What would you say is his best attribute? Is it the consistency, the accuracy, or is it leg strength?
Yeah, I'd say it's consistency. You know, he's I think he gets good lift on the ball pretty regularly, except for that one game when it was the weather was what it was. And then I just think that he's got a good, smooth, consistent swing that he replicates every day, you know, and I just think that's, you know, something that you can see in person and the way the ball jumps off his foot. And just, you know, to me, it's about accuracy. You know, you can, you know, the most field goals at this level are kicked, you know, really between the, you know, the 30-yard range to 45 range, you know, in that window over there, maybe 27 to 30, 45. That's where most of them are kicked. And you want to get a guy there that can really nail those in that window. And he's, that's kind of his string zone, and I feel good about him.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Your next question is from Jordan Guskey, Indianapolis Star.
Hey, Tom. First couple weeks, the pass rush wasn't really there for your team, but the last 2 weeks, it's really come into its own. I'm kind of curious, after you kind of challenged the defense after the FIU win, what have you seen the pass rush do differently that's you know, made it have so much more success?
Well, you know, I always tell our guys that pass rush is want to and technique. You know, it just takes tremendous grit and toughness because you got to rush and rush and rush and rush. And sometimes you get there and most of the time you don't, you know, but you got to keep rushing. You got to keep going. And there's just, we're a younger group and some of those guys, and I think just getting them game experience helped. You know, I do feel like that as the season progresses and we're able to get a more bigger body of work to prepare from, that adds to our strength to be able to schematically attack offenses when we get a little bit better idea of what they've become. You know, those first couple of games, you're really guessing on what they did in the past. You know, most of it's the previous season, and that often changes. And then once you get into games 3, 4, 5, and beyond, it all becomes pretty much what they're doing this year and what you see out of the current team. So that helps, I think. And we challenged them, too. I mean, it was a matter of us gaining confidence and realizing how critical those pressures are. And I know everybody looks at sacks, and sacks are important, but it's also the pressures. It's a hit on the quarterback. It's making him have to move in the pocket and throw under duress and not feel comfortable, and those pressures add to all that. So I thought we did a good job of affecting the quarterback, you know, on Saturday night and got to him 3 times and thought we should have had a couple others, you know, but we definitely made him move and not get comfortable. So that's a key part of what we do, and it has to continue. So proud of Coach Hagan and our defensive, you know, line guys, and you know, Pat Koontz is our defensive GA that works very closely with Mark and does a great, great job as well. So those two guys have done a great job getting that group to be more productive, and they've responded.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome, buddy.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You're welcome. Have a great day.